Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Uncut after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Oh, we've just had Salmon and the engineer. I don't know your name. I do apologise. We're just going to call you the engineer. Have both just come in, and we've all just stood very silently in the studio trying to work out where this throbbing noise is that you probably can't even hear. It's just one of those things. Is Chinese water torture a real thing?
It's got louder.
Okay, she's just ignoring me now.
I'm sorry. Yes, I think it is. Do you want me to check
No, hang on, because we don't know what a new moon is.
Are you going to ask me more questions about things? Because I need to know
proper
response.
Yes, I am going to ask you more questions about things because we're doing a radio show.
You know, but torture and the moon aren't my areas of expertise.
What is a new moon?
The old moon was very thin the other
day. Oh, you're such a bell.
Like let's a toenail go to, clipping, let's go and to, now it's going to be big.
Friend of the show, Joe. Good evening, Joe.
Hello, how are you?
I'm irritable, it would appear. Even though I'm discussing the dark vibe, I still can't shake the dark vibe.
You're kicking it out like no tomorrow.
But I'm good, thank you. Joe, what have you got for us?
Right, first of all, I can offset the dark vibe a little bit because I remember like 15 odd years ago, you know, in the Rise days.
Yeah.
You used to play Twisted Metal on PlayStation and then trash talk people. That was the original Twitch.
I did. Well, Twisted Metal, for those who don't know, it's a game where you get like a truck, a motorcycle, a couple of other different things, and you basically just ram into each other and pick up weapons and stuff. And yeah, PlayStation Network, I would trash talk people. Did I trash talk you?
No, because I never had it on PSN back then. That was like, I only ever played single player.
Loser.
I know. But I was a
it's a good game. You can't play it on PSN anymore, but I bought it the other day for a couple of quid. It's still a great game.
I like the clown. There was a clown car. I like that one.
Yeah, the clown car was good. This is what I love about this show. We try and even throw out Brexit when we don't do Brexit, and we get the first call is a very niche call about a video game from 16 years ago that only two people remember.
Yeah. But mostly it was about how you were ahead of the curve on the game and television.
Yeah, I should have got some money for that.
Yeah, that must keep you up at night.
I tell you what kept me up last night was an episode of Naked Attraction that Kath and I watched yesterday.
I watched it tonight.
Oh, did you watch the one with Lauren Harris?
Yes.
Yeah, we saw that. She was very rude, I thought, but it was...
She wasn't the one that really did it for us, though, was she?
Oh, no, we like the dirty old Christian.
I did not see that coming, did you?
No, I nearly choked when she just started, like, effing and jessing straight away.
Dirty old Christian. The episode that kept me up last night was, I think, last week's episode where the two people went out on a date and they had nothing to say to each other. It was the most uncomfortable thing ever. And I can't stop thinking about it, Joe.
They never do. Did you think on the one with the dirty Christian woman?
Yes.
When she said to them, like, taste this cake, and then they had to, like, guess what the cake was. But then, first of all, that's a weird, like, in the context of the show, that's weird.
Yeah.
But then when they ate the cake... She's just like telling them what was in it. She's like, it's a Victoria sponge with clotted cream. Why did they ask them to guess?
There were so many questions. Well, the fact that she said they were going to be eating it off her pudenda,
yeah.
And it was just constant kind of, we're going to be doing it, we're going to be doing it, we're going to be doing it. And then when they came back after 2 weeks, it's like, well, we're going to take it slow.
Yeah.
What happened in between?
Get to know each other.
My favourite, though, were the two lesbians who went back to the hotel room. Then they met up again. Will you be seeing each other again? No, because she has a partner. It's my favourite TV show. It's also simultaneously my absolute least favourite TV show.
It's definitely Satan's favourite.
Mary Whitehouse was right.
She bang on, wouldn't she? They wouldn't get, what was that woman, Biddy Baxter or something?
Biddy Baxter.
You wouldn't have it, would you? Get her in the tube.
Anyway, what did you want to call in about? Twisted Metal or fannies?
Twisted Metal and Naked Attraction.
Okay.
Just before we move on to Naked Attraction, though, that one last night, she started off saying about, like, toe jobs and stuff. That was the first thing she said.
I know. It was just weird from start to finish, that whole part.
Yeah.
Did you notice the guy with the prosthetic leg, the wooden prosthetic leg? He had a little, like, a prosthetic foot as well. Where, like, the toes were all done, and it was all I had.
Also, she could suck him off.
Oh, God.
Tuck his toes.
Yeah, probably. She should have gone through.
Hang on a minute. Joe, do you know the phrase to have a chode? Is that it, chode?
A chode, yeah.
I had heard of a chode before, but I thought it was like a turd. I didn't realise it was a...
Catherine, you know about chodes.
Yeah, I do know.
What is it?
It's a penis that is wider than it is long.
Why is it called a chode?
I don't know.
I thought it was because of the Bruce Springsteen song, The Ballad of Tom Chode. But that may not... that may not be... Genuinely, I don't know.
We'll have to ask the boss.
Not Denny, you mean actually Bruce. Well, I'll text him afterwards. The time difference makes it difficult to call him while we're on air.
Why do they call it a chode?
Why do we call it a chode? Oh, here we go. We don't do Brexit, but we do. Why is it called a chode when the penis is wider than it is longer? 03444991000.
I'm wondering whether it's another word for a button mushroom.
But that's diff. Anyway, I'm just thinking of Bell Ends now. And we've got Alan coming up in a minute. Go on, Joe. What did you call him?
Yes, I was calling about the negativity that you've noticed.
Yes.
Worse. So the other day I was driving along and I come to a roundabout and a car pulled out and the car who, you know, had right of way, he could have just slowed down and let the guy go. But instead he did the thing, you know, where they do the long bib.
Yeah.
Like not this is you might cause an accident bib, but that I'm telling you off bib. He did that. And then as he went past me, this very old man, he looked like a junior soprano.
God.
He kept going. And I kind of watched him. The guy that he'd done the long bib to had stopped. And then he revved his engine really loudly and, like, went, like, right the way around the mini roundabout, nearly hitting someone else, to chase after the old man.
Ooh.
And when he went past, he was an old man as well.
Wow.
And this is in, like, Leighton Buzzard. This isn't, like, London or anything. So it's spreading even into the home counties. Little old men are getting involved.
And have you noticed this kind of happening a bit more recently, Joe? This anger. It's anger.
Yeah. Everyone's an arsehole.
He said calmly.
Joe, lovely call, mate. Thank you very much.
That's pretty much the conversations we've been having, though, isn't it?
It's true, man. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you're very, very welcome. We're talking about the dark vibe that's around at the moment. You may want to call in about that. You can, of course, call in about anything you want. Why is a chode called a chode? What exactly is a new moon? Is Chinese water torture real? These are great phone-in topics. I wish I planned these ahead. Or you can just phone in and vent. 0344 499 1000. Good evening, Michael.
Hello.
What you got long for us, Michael?
Long time no speak, do you?
Long time no speak. Catherine, does that get a bell?
I think so.
It gets a muted one. There we go. Go on, Michael, what you got?
I reckon it's the kids being off school for the last 3 weeks that sent the parents to do that.
Go on.
Winding them up. Also, the hot nights as well. That's
the hot nights... Possibly.
They're getting no sleep, sorry.
Hot nights, yeah, that could be something to do with it. Global warming could be something to do with it. Kids off school, I don't know, because I think Joe there just said it was two old guys that were going at it. I don't think it's just parents that are frothing at the mouth. I think it's bigger than that. I think it's more than just the parents that are struggling. I think it's everybody. Seems to be. Have you lost your temper recently, Michael?
Yeah, regularly.
And is there any reason? Have you lost it more than normal?
Yeah, I get that up a bit sometimes when I'm watching the telly and some of the idiots are on there. But
who would you class as an idiot?
Oh, that's the point, isn't it? One of them would probably be the leader of the Labour Party.
Remind me of his name, Catherine. I can't.
Jeremy Corbyn.
That would be Jeremy Corbyn. Okay. Jeremy Woodbines.
Well, he really winds me up. I think we're buddies. He's a bit of an idiot, but he's a likeable idiot.
Oh, he's a liar and a racist. But if you like lying racists, then sure, I guess, you know, he's great to get on with.
I don't think you can say that about him, really.
Oh, I can. He's lied and he's been racist. So, yeah, you can call him a liar and a racist.
Well, a lot of prime ministers lie. They don't tell the truth. They don't even give you an answer to your question.
OK, just because others have lied doesn't mean I can't call him a liar.
He probably could. No, you can call him what you like. I mean,
well, I will. I'll call him what he is. He's a liar and he's a racist.
How's he a racist?
Pickaninnies. That's a racist term.
He's not a member of the Ku Klux Klan, is he?
No, again, you don't have to wear bed sheets with holes cut out to be a racist. You can just write articles that are read by white middle class people that reference pickaninnies in a throwaway casual manner.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the stuff that he's probably saying, somebody's wrote for him anyway. So
no, he writes it himself.
Does he?
Yep.
Well, that saved us a bit of money then, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's about £250,000 a year, I think, for his columns.
Yeah, good.
No, it's great that he gets paid so much money to spout racist, lying nonsense.
Well, I don't think he does.
Well, But he literally...
I've got your opinion.
No, it's not. But this is the problem, Michael. This is where we're at the moment. People don't know the difference between opinion and fact. And what I'm saying is fact.
All right. Well, you know that thing you was on about your cock being wider than it was longer?
Not mine.
No, it's somebody who's been run over by a steamroller.
Thank you very much indeed, Michael. There we go. 0344 499 1000. I'll call Boris a lying racist because he lies and he has written things that are racist. And so it's not opinion, guys. It's not opinion. Them's is facts. Let's go to Cads. Good evening, Cads.
Hiya, Mark. Hi, Cass.
And hello to you.
Can I start the bidding at £4.99?
Sorry?
Can I start the bidding at £4.99?
What?
The James Brown's phone.
Oh, no, we haven't found it yet, but if we do find it, then yes, the bid... OK, do you know what? I haven't got any paper. We'll get some paper during the next break. The bidding for James Whale's phone starts at £4.99. Do we hear any higher offers than that, please? 0344 499 1000. What are you going to do with it, Alan?
Well, it depends on what apps are on there and if it's iOS or Android.
OK, all right, well... I would rather just go through his phone book, but there you go. Hey, guess who we bumped into? Guess who wandered into the office tonight, Alan?
Who wandered into the office?
Let me finish the setup. Guess who wandered into the office tonight, Alan? Absolutely steaming drunk, right? So much so that he walked in very slowly and I called out his name. I'm going to whack this out. And he turned to look at me and looked at me blankly for 30 seconds to the point where it was uncomfortable, leaned forward and squinted and went, "Ah, Ian."
Who was it?
It was Ian Collins.
Oh, my God.
He was absolutely trashed, didn't recognise me.
And wasn't it delightful?
Oh, it was wonderful. We had the best 20 minutes. We got all the dirt. I've also got his phone number, and he's going to come on the show one night.
Yeah,
he's going to come in and sit in with us one night, which may be signing my own death warrant once the bosses hear that and go, "That's what we want again. We remember." But
didn't he used to be on the LBC?
So, he used to be on Talk Radio.
The original Talk Radio.
The original Talk Sport.
Which used to be Talk Radio UK.
The original Talk Radio UK, yes. Yeah, that's it. You got it, buddy. You got it.
Yeah, because Tommy Boyd was on the original Talk Radio as well.
Yes, he was.
We miss Tommy, don't we?
Not really.
But it'd be great if he covers again, or you and him do a double header.
No. No, listen, I think Tommy should be on the radio again, but I do. I much prefer Kath covering for me when I'm gone. I think it's a much better fix. But I would love to hear Tommy on the radio. Of course I would. I think he's great.
Yeah, and you talking about Boyd Johnson being a liar. Have you asked his dad about that?
Have I asked his dad about it?
about Boris?
I've not seen his dad for just approaching 2 years.
Yeah, because you took a relationship with him in the jungle.
Well, I say relationship. I was forced to get on with someone who kept farting and I thought was a bit of a knob.
Well, Stanley Dodger was a bit of a trumpeter.
Yeah, he was. Yes, he was. He was a Trump supporter, shall we say. He was one of those old men that when they just walk, every step a fart comes out. But he was oblivious to it. Mm. We weren't.
Meanwhile, he took great offence to people brushing their teeth away from the allotted area, didn't he?
He did. Did they show that? Or did
no,
I tell you that?
No, you told me that. And I thought, that's odd.
You had like a little sort of wash area. Sorry to go on about the jungle. I mean, who cares really now? But you had a little wash area. And then if someone walked back to the camp brushing their teeth, he was disgusted by it. Mm-hmm. Properly would get angry. That is private. That it was like they were walking around tossing off. That should be kept private. That is disgusting.
Meanwhile, all the time undermining his own argument by passing air over poo outside the toilet
and fathering a bell cheese. 0344. Just one. The other Johnson kids are great. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. What is this dark vibe that's going around? And I'm doing my best to be chilled tonight. I'm struggling. It wants to burst out of my chest like that that creature in the movie Alien. No, hang on. Like that alien in the movie Creature. Lavinia, you're up next. This is the Late Night Alternative. Catherine Boyle and Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
The Bottomless Brunch with Steph and Dom. Tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
Stiff dustpan and brush required.
Get ready for a sizzling Saturday morning of tip-top talk.
Sandpaper and aftershave and you two could look 80.
Relationship advice.
I will let you know how the arguments go.
Oh, how very kind.
And inevitably, some wine tasting.
No, you wouldn't drink the wine.
Exactly, what a waste of wine.
Ooh. Don't mind if I do. The Bottomless Brunch with Steph and Dom. Tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio. The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Simon's crouching down beside us at last. Denny has listened. The boss of the station has finally given me what I've asked for, a young man crouching down beside me while I broadcast. That's what I wanted. That's what I was promised 3.5 years ago. And finally, I've got it. 0344. Sorry? 499.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a yellow card for that one.
Whoa. Yeah. Outrageous behaviour.
He's trying to do his job. Don't harass him.
I'm not harassing him. His job is to kneel down beside me and make me feel good about myself. And he's, and
don't
he's bowing.
Do it.
We have, unsurprisingly, there are technical problems in the £25 million studio, but Simon is fixing it. Is it fixed?
Yep.
There we go. Sorted.
I love it. Can we keep the pit crew forever?
Let's go to Lavinia. Good evening, Lavinia. Thank you, Simon.
Hello. Hello.
It's
hello,
good
everybody.
To be back. It's good to be back. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
I love you all and I really, 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 really love your show.
Oh, I wonder what you were going to say then. I did wonder what she was going to say then, and she said show, and she's right to say it. I love you, Lavinia, and I want to kiss your bum cheeks.
I know, and I want to kiss you all over here.
Oh, yeah. Kisses all over.
Also, both of you, right? Oh. But all I want to say before you go any further,
yes,
right?
Yes.
All this thing about he's lying, she's lying, this, that's lying. All I'm going to say, Ian Cameron was the biggest.
Who?
Is it Ian Cameron? Yeah, Ian Cameron.
Who?
Put a terrible burden on our country.
Who?
Ian Cameron. Before Theresa May. Yeah, remember Theresa May?
I remember Theresa May. I don't remember Ian Cameron.
Oh, sorry, David Cameron.
There we go. I remember that guy. And we wanted you to remember that yourself. We didn't want to patronise you.
Sorry, Ian Cameron,
yes,
David Cameron.
Yeah.
What I want to say, that he has given us a terrible burden, but what we need to remember...
You have totally put that camera on the wonk.
I know, but it was on the wonk before.
No, let Sam do it, because you've now got it pointing upwards on a diagonal.
Thank you. Shut your face.
Thank you.
No, she's got... Get this, Lavinia. She's put the camera pointed up, but it's pointing up at the ceiling.
It's waggling itself.
It's not Thank waggling you. Itself.
So it is.
Thank you. And also, what I'd like to say, wherever he is right now, so David Cameron,
yeah.
he needs to think about what he's done, okay? Because he has left Theresa May with a terrible burden. But also, I love you.
She's lying.
What we need to realise, though, Ian,
yeah.
right, what we need to realise, that we are resilient,
oh.
courageous.
I'm not.
And,
no, we're not. What a load of bollocks.
We have got the strength of a lion.
Oh, what you talking... Lavinia, you normally speak... Lavinia, you normally talk sense. You're talking a load of bollocks tonight.
Do you think so?
Yes, of course I do. What, the old British strength of a lion, spirit of a thing we got? What, a load of old rubbish.
You should
cobblers.
Have seen me trying to heave myself up out of the lake yesterday. I didn't have the strength of a lion.
Cobblers.
Okay, Ian, how about this then?
Go on, try again.
Why do we say a great Britain?
Because we're arrogant.
No, it's talking about the Britain and beyond, the different bits we've got Thank added on. You. No, it's not saying it's great. It's just saying that it's like Greater Manchester, that kind of vibe.
What we need to realise, Ian, I'll tell you what's gone on here.
Well, what's gone on is you just ignore Kath's excellent point where she destroyed your rather weak point. But yes, go on.
We need to realise, in a way, we have lost our way, but we need to realise that we are all resilient. You, me and Catherine, everybody else, and if anything comes our way, if it's bad or good, believe it might be bad, we need to embrace it.
I don't want to, why would we want to embrace something bad? Are you not, Lavinia, what is wrong with you? Normally, you're one of our most sensible callers with your head stuck on. I think your head has fallen off tonight. Have you been smoking the wacky backy?
Ian, let's do this now. Wherever you're coming from, I love you.
But
I really
I love you
love
too.
You.
But you're not talking rubbish tonight.
No. What we need to remember, Ian,
yes.
that we have come from
Africa,
a generation from our ancestors. I'm actually talking from the depths now. Never ever give up because we are courageous. We are resilient, huh? And we can get through anything.
Okay. Okay. What's that? And what's that got to do with anything?
We will overcome anything and everything. Any obstacle that comes our way, we will embrace it. Not with violence or tearing somebody apart. We will embrace it in the right way. Well, if you said to me, well, what is the right way, Lavinia?
I didn't say
I
that.
I would say, love them.
Love them to death?
Yes.
Like Prince Andrew. Not that he's killed anybody, as far as we know.
Got it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Lavinia. I tell you what we're going to do is we're going to feed that through a computer and then send it off to the laboratory for tests. And when we've worked out what the hell you're talking about, we'll
the
let
results
the
are in.
Know.
It was bullshit.
Okay. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Paula says, I'm having deja vu. Is this a repeat? Yes. It's the simple answer to that question. Let's go to James. Good evening, James.
Oh, good evening. How are you?
It's none of your business. What have you got for us?
Oh well. I'm going to give you £50 for James Wells' face.
Whoa! That piddles on Alan Caddick's £4.99. Now we're talking.
And our pay postage and packing.
Oh! We only send it Royal Mail second class. So that should be about £3.50.
All right.
What would you do if you had James Wells, if you won the bid for James Wells' mobile phone at £50?
What would I do with it? I'd probably sell it on eBay for about £60. How's that?
It sounds like either... Let me run it past my friend Catherine. So he's going to buy something off me for £50
yeah.
and then sell it on eBay for £60. Now, that's either the greatest idea ever
mm-hmm.
or it's absolutely insane. What do you think?
£10. £10 difference. Well, barely worth
it. If he's the highest bidder
yeah.
the only, and he buys it for £50. The only person who would pay more for it is him.
Yeah.
So he'd be down £110.
Yeah, this guy's insane.
We get stuck in an infinite loop. James,
I'm sure someone want James Wales phone.
Okay, we will. We will see, James. Thank you very much indeed. You see what I mean? So the dark vibe, have you noticed it? Have you noticed it within yourself? Where do you think it's coming from? And, what can we do to stop it? 0344 499 1000. What the hell, where does the word chode come from? Is Chinese water torture real? And what is a new moon? 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative, Kath and Ian on Talk Radio.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You'd be very, very welcome. We're talking... Well, you know how this works. We'll take calls straight to air at some point, a little bit later on in the show, because when it's like this, you can get some interesting stuff. Sometimes, but we're talking about the dark vibe that just seems to be everywhere, permeating everything at the moment. And I've noticed it in London, I've noticed it in Windsor, I've noticed it in Aylesbury, I've noticed it on the show, listening to other shows on other stations. There seems to be a lot more anger on Twitter, on Twitch streams.
In the office.
Oh, God. Get this right. So last night we had Dan, guy who came, saw us in Belfast, said, can I come and sit on the show for a couple of nights? Sure, you can. Really nice guy, very quiet, very shy guy. Mm-hmm. Right.
Took a lot for him to ask to come over.
Oh, it did. Very quiet guy and really nice bloke. And afterwards he said to us, do you mind if we get a picture with you? I mean, yeah, sure. So there was someone working in the office and he said to her, would you take a picture? Handed her his phone. And she said, please? And I'm there thinking, this guy's like in his, 30s? What did I just hear? Would you take a picture? Please?
Just insane.
Sorry, what? And then we were going to take the picture out in the hall by the... And I just went, just take the picture now. And we came out and I had to apologise to him. I didn't have to, but I felt I didn't want his parting moment after having two nights that I was worried were boring for him, his parting moment to have a grown adult tell another grown adult to go, please.
And the thing is, he's such a lovely guy. He went, oh, no, that probably was my fault. I should definitely have said, immediately sort of took the...
And then he got in the lift and I said, I'm really sorry for that. He said, no, she was right. I didn't say please. I said, mate, come on. That is not...
He didn't say it in a rude way.
No. It wasn't, take a photo. Would you mind taking a photo? Please? Incredible. I was going to mention it to her tonight. If she were in, she were not. Choose discomfort over resentment. Yeah. Brené Brown. Because I just walked out absolutely fuming that... Don't speak to one of my guests like... Don't speak to another human being like that, right? Because he was polite. Don't speak to one of my guests like... If you felt slighted by the way he said it, then the next day grab me and say, can I just say I thought the way your guest spoke... You say it to me. Don't call... How dare you? Your card's marked. That's been marked for a long time.
There are people she wouldn't have done that to. That's the point.
Yeah. Outrageous.
It's those moments where you wish he was an undercover boss or something, you know?
Man,
because she didn't know who he was.
No,
to speak to him like that. And also, his tone was not rude. The main thing is, his tone was not rude.
Incredible. But then, think on it. Is that us overreacting? And now we're talking about it on air and making things worse. We're stirring the pot of anger and hatred. I lost my temper with two people on the phone this week. Energy companies. Now, I'm always really polite to people on the phone because they're getting paid naff all, right? going from one energy company to another, and the final bill is too high because they've estimated the reading wrong, as they've done the whole time, which is why I'm leaving them. Phoned up and said, you've estimated the bill too high. I want to give you the proper reading so you can reduce it. Oh, we didn't get those. No, those numbers came from your new energy company. They have to change it. And I said, so I argued with this guy, and I ended up saying, your company is effing rubbish.
Whoa. This is,
this is why I'm leaving. Put the phone down. Then I went to the new energy company. They went, no. Those figures come from your old energy company. I said, okay, but they're the figures that I'm going to... So can you change them? Nope, nothing we can do about it. So my first payment to you is going to start... is going to be wrong because you have got the... There's nothing we can do about it. And then it got very tense. And I was ruder than I would like to have been. I believe she was in India. She certainly had an Indian accent. I believe this young lady was in India. And... it got very tense, and then I went, I'm very sorry for the way I've spoken to you. I shouldn't have spoken to you like that, but I have to say, as my first verbal encounter with my new energy supplier, I am furious, and I'm very suspicious when you say you cannot change a false estimation, you can't lower it. And then the conversation ended with her going, okay, I've CC'd you, I've sent you that email. And I went, thank you very much. She said, have a nice day. I said, yeah, you too.
Oh, gosh, passive aggression.
Passive aggression. Now, that's not how I like to behave. But, I mean, I was righteously peed off with the situation because it wasn't good enough. But I shouldn't have got involved with those two people in that manner because they're on tuppence halfpenny. So it's everywhere. This kind of... anger, or is it just me? I mean, we've had a couple of calls from people saying that they have spotted it as well. Maybe you've spotted it, dear listener. 03-44-499-1000. 03-44-499-1000. You'll speak to Sam. He'll take your number, name and number, and give you a call back. Catherine Boyle.
You're forgetting what happened when we left the building last night.
Yep.
We were walking across to where we park our cars. And we heard this yelling.
Oh, God, yes, man.
And it was someone sitting in the back of a cab with the door open, shouting like he was outside talking to someone, I don't know, right at the end of a playground or something, yelling, well, someone's effed up and it's not me, shouting at someone who is, you know, a metre away in front of him. And so they'd obviously had some sort of ructions. This wasn't his cab, and the guy wanted to get out of his cab. And as we walked away, pretending that we weren't quite... alarmed by the way this guy was talking, we heard the most almighty thump as the guy got out of the cab and gave it a right good slapping.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of, wow, what is this? What is this? What? I mean, just get another cab.
What is going on, guys?
This swirling vortex of hate.
Something's happening. So that I wanted to have one aspect of the show is talking about that and why we think it's happening. I have my feelings. I've told you why. Ways we can reduce that. 03444991000. But also, just phone up and dick around. I think that is the strongest weapon we have against this anger and against this depression and malaise. Well, it's more than the malaise because it's active. The strongest weapon we have against it is dicking around on mainstream media. That's it. That's what we got. That's why we don't do Brexit on this show, right? Because everywhere else is doing it. 3 hours a night out of, gosh, how many hours of broadcast are there at the moment a day? I don't know, 250? I'm plucking that number out of the air. 3 hours out of 250 that isn't about the B word. I think we can do it. So give us a call, 03-44-499-1000. I think after midnight, we will take calls straight to air, because that might be quite helpful. Other things we've got out there is Chinese water torture real. What is a new moon? And, whatever else you fancy. I can see Sam is talking furiously to... just put them through. Just put them straight through.
Is the problem.
What? Who's the problem? Who's being a problem? I know it's not Sam. Well, even Sam's getting feisty, rightfully so, defensive way, because one of the callers last night was exceptionally rude to him. But even you're...
just for whatever reason, the last couple of days, this has happened, I'd say, total of about a dozen times now.
Yeah.
Someone phones in, I'll say I'll phone them straight back. I phone them a second later, and it just rings out.
And who's done that? Kadir?
No, so Stephen did it first.
Stephen. Explain yourself.
I'm your one. Is it my fault? No, yeah.
It could be your fault, Stephen. How you doing, man?
I'm fine, pal. I'm a lot calmer than I was yesterday.
Yesterday you were a mess, brother. I'm glad you called back.
I was bouncing off the wall.
Yes, man.
A 3.5 day binge of White Rock.
There we go. There we go. It was okay because you sounded like a mess. Have you had a sleep today?
I have, but I can't. You see, the part of the problem was my doctor started me on diazepam, and I was on them for such a long time.
Yeah,
I really, really, I get really addicted to them.
Yeah, of course, it's a very powerful narcotic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, tell me about it.
Yes, man.
I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Yeah, I'm pleased that you're talking to me, and I'm pleased that you're talking to me straight. And you know, last night I felt for you, brother, but there was nothing I could do. So what are we going to do? How are we going to turn this around?
You know, I can hear myself in the background, and it's a bit off-putting, but I'll carry on. Soldier on.
Soldier on. I know. So I'd apologise. Some of the callers are finding there's a little bit of an echo on the line.
Yeah.
The next station I work at, I'll make sure that is not happening. But this one, that's what we got. So right. So you're taking drugs when you shouldn't be taking drugs. So how are we going to stop?
Do you know what it is? It's the place where I live. I'm also up in a catchment area with the most amount of freely available drugs.
We talked about this yesterday. That's nonsense, man. That's nonsense. That is not a reason to be taking drugs just because there's loads of dealers around.
No. You've shot me down in flames there, Ian.
I have. And you know it, and I'm not saying it in an angry way. I'm saying it because you know it makes sense. All right, so if there were no dealers for 100 miles, you'd either move house or you'd do what I used to do when I couldn't get my dealer who lived 5 miles away, is I would jump in the car and I'd drive 40 miles to a dealer.
Ian, I've got absolutely nothing else in my life that means much.
There we go.
To me. You know, I've got no family.
Yeah.
My mum died a good few years ago. I've got issues with that. I've got issues with my stepsister.
Yeah.
I won't talk to my stepsister. It might all sound a bit trivial.
No, it doesn't sound trivial. It sounds huge.
Oh, listening to half the people on here is trivial, believe
me. No. Here's the thing. Try not to compare yourself to other people. These things are huge for you, right? And they're huge.
Right.
Your mum dying is a huge thing. That ain't trivial. Not talking to members of the family, that's a huge thing. That's not trivial. But even if it was something that others would perceive as trivial, if it has a huge negative impact on you, then it's not trivial. So don't try not to. And I noticed you did this yesterday. Try not to compare yourself to other people and their problems quite as much as you are at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Can I say something?
Of course you can.
Can I apologise to Kat yesterday if I was being condescending or sexist, or because I think I shouted out something really boorish and...
No, you didn't. It was fine.
Okay, you there?
Yeah.
Catherine, call her Catherine.
Oh, sorry. Oh no.
That's all right. I'm not saying it to tell you off. I'm just saying call her Catherine.
I don't mind. But no, you didn't. You were lovely about it. You were lovely. You've got nothing to apologise for.
But I listened to you. I think it was it the 1 or 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And somebody did mention it, and it just triggered it in me. You've got a dead sort of calm and... just a really calm and sort of... that's a way of putting it, calm. And I won't say much more. I would just say calm. You've got a really... I like your voice.
All right. Thanks, Stephen.
So, OK, listen. We have to go in a little bit, right, because we're coming up to the news. But I'm so glad to hear that you're straight today. Have you got any friends or anyone you can talk to about this stuff?
I've got cat team workers. I've got drug team workers. My neighbours are all elderly. I seem to live in a part of the town where most people are quite elderly and you know, I'll pass the time of day in that. But it's getting some. There is things out there today. I know that. No, I mean, people my own age, like say, even just getting into, playing pool, things like that, and work activities and things like that. You know, all sorts of things.
You need to stop. You need to find something that is more helpful. And whether that's reading a book, whether that's going for a walk, riding a bike, watching a film, playing snooker, making something, exercise. I don't know. I'm just saying the first things that come to my head.
Right.
They're you know, going for coffee, baking. I don't know. There is more out there than just getting off your mash.
That's it. I know. The daftest things people do just to try and escape reality for...
What are you doing this weekend? How are you going to... I've got 1 minute, right, then I have to go, but you're welcome. No, right. No, shut up. Shush. I want to speak to you next week, Stephen, but also I want to know now, what are you doing this weekend? How are you going to survive the weekend?
Well, I listen to the radio a lot. I listen to you a lot. I listen to Radio Scotland Off the Ball. It's about football.
Yeah.
It's funny. I will read a lot. And I'll probably spend most of the time on the internet.
Okay. Are you a fan and I don't wanna are you a fan of Lemmy at all?
Lemmy, I've heard of Lemmy. I've not heard of his partner, but I've heard of Lemmy.
Mate, have you got the internet there, have you?
Yeah, I have, but I've heard he dissed you something off.
No, it was a joke. It was a joke. I consider him a friend.
That was a great joke.
Can I make a suggestion? Now, you might not like him. He's not everyone's cup of tea, but I'm just getting a vibe off you. Can I make a suggestion?
Right.
For the next hour, stop listening to my radio show.
Right.
And go and watch Lemmy on Twitch. Are you aware of Twitch?
Twitch.
It's like YouTube, but it's people streaming video games and talking.
Okay, I'll find it. I'm pretty good with
all right.
Computers, you know.
For the next hour, if you can, after 10 minutes, you might hate him and you want to switch off, and that's fine.
Right.
But for the next hour, try and find Lemmy on Twitch and watch it. And if you feel like...
He's nothing like Frankie Boy, Ozzy, because I can't stand Frankie.
I don't think so. I think Lemmy is very clever. He's also... He was also an alcoholic.
Oh, right.
Nearly topped himself several times through being an alcoholic. And now I think he's 15, 14 years sober, something like that.
Right.
He's very funny. He's very rude.
Mm-hmm. I don't mean that.
and if you catch him on a good night, he sometimes talks about being an addict and talks about mental health. And you could always ask him, actually. And he talks about mental health. And I've found him very inspiring. And I just think that maybe you might get something out of it.
That mashup, that was comedy gold.
He's great. Stephen, go and have a little look. And I'd recommend it to anyone. I think you shouldn't really say switch off my radio show, but... Lemmy on Twitch, it's him playing video games, but it's so much more than that. And you can ask him. Say, Ian Lee mentioned that you struggle with booze or mental health and stuff. What was that about? He might tell you to F off. Don't take it personally. I doubt he will. And he might share a little bit or a lot or a couple of words about his story. And I found him a great inspiration. So, Stephen, go and do that and let us know how you get on. Pete? Mark, stay there. I'm going to come to you in a bit. This is Talk Radio. We are Talk Radio.